limiting beliefs are like these invisible chains that hold us back from reaching our true potential. What I want you to think about is, did you really come here to be small? Is the point of this one wild and precious life that we get to play small? Or is it to live out your biggest dreams? Welcome to Is This All There Is, the podcast for high-achieving women who have checked all the boxes of success and are left feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and stuck. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and in each episode, we'll use principles of cognitive psychology, feminist theory, and expert mindset coaching to help you build the confidence and clarity you need to accomplish whatever it is you want, even if you don't yet know what that is. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Welcome to Is This All There Is, episode number 40. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ryan Fear, and every day I help women just like you overcome overwhelm, a lack of fulfillment, and anxiety to live lives that they truly love. So in today's episode, we're going to talk all about the invisible glass ceiling that is in your head. How's that for a complicated metaphor? So you know about the glass ceiling that many women face that limits the career aspirations that they can have or the career trajectories that they can reach. And we all carry this inner glass ceiling within ourselves, in our brains. So I'll stop teasing you. What I'm talking about is limiting beliefs. So these are basically just like they sound. They are beliefs that we have about who we are, how the world works, what we can and can't do, that really only serve to hold us back from reaching our biggest dreams. Limiting beliefs show up in big ways, like telling yourself, I could never be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. To all the ways that we hold ourselves back, like thinking that you shouldn't buy a book at the bookstore, that you could just get the same book at the library instead. So I'll give you an example. I got a massage the other day, and I usually only get massages like once a quarter. And I usually wait until can't move my neck, or I have a lot of pain in my shoulders or in my body somewhere. And every time I get a massage, I'm like, oh, why do I not do this more often? It doesn't take much time. It's not super expensive. It's a good way to take care of my body. And I don't. So I am working with my own life coach on creating my next level life. And in that next level life, I'm a person who actively takes care of my body. So instead of resting only when I get sick and injured, I actually take care of my body. In my next level life, I'm working on this. And part of this active care is getting regular massages. So my coach the other day said, schedule a massage for yourself every week for a month and see how it feels. And I immediately started telling her all of the reasons that I couldn't do that. And she said, okay, stop. What's the real reason you think you can't have a massage every week for a month? And I paused and I immediately knew I haven't earned it. I said in a small voice. And the belief behind that is that in order to spend money and time on myself, I would need to earn it. It seemed so logical to my brain, but only because I've thought that thought so many times before that it felt like the truth. I do have this system of rules that I have to do a certain amount of work. I have to earn a certain amount of money. I don't know. I have to prove myself somehow before I can quote unquote reward myself, in this case with a massage. But as we were talking about that, I was noticing how this limiting belief has popped up in so many different ways in my life, like hiring someone to do some of the back end work in my business so I can focus more on creating content and coaching. That's something I've been resisting doing because I quote unquote haven't earned it yet. Right? Like I should have a certain income threshold before I do that, is the belief. Or a friend of mine texted a group of us, a group of college friends, with a vacation that she's taking in January to the Dominican Republic. And I first thought, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. And then I thought, I haven't earned that. I haven't hit my revenue goal in my business yet. I haven't been working hard enough this summer. So these things keep cropping up from kind of the bigger picture thing. That's like going on an international vacation or a national vacation to the example of buying a book in a bookstore. I took my daughter to Barnes & Noble the other day because there was a specific book that she was looking for. And I found a book that I wanted to read, but then I was like, I'm not going to buy this. I'm just going to get it at the library. And I'm sure that the belief of I haven't earned it yet cropped up with that example too. So this seems to be a really rigid belief that I have of I have to do this somewhat abstract algorithm of time and money in my work before I can start earning certain things, which I'm not sure where that belief has come from. I haven't delved that deeply into it because I don't really need to. Just being aware of it and knowing that it's holding me back is enough. So we all have these limiting beliefs, these inner glass ceilings that are holding us back from doing what we want in the world. Whether it's creating your legacy through the work you're passionate about or spending an extra $2 on the good bread at the grocery store, we all hold ourselves back. And this is actually our brain's way of keeping us small, because according to our brains, small equals safe. If you get too big, if you do too many things, if you stretch in too many different ways, that could be dangerous, according to your brain. And so your brain would like nothing more than for you to do the same work every day, for you to do the same commute every day, for you to eat the same bread every day. Because so far, the same has been good for you in the sense that it hasn't killed you. So what I want you to think about is, did you really come here to be small? Is the point of this one wild and precious life that we get to play small? Or is it to live out your biggest dreams? Sometimes those dreams include buying the good bread, my friends. So limiting beliefs are like these invisible chains that hold us back from reaching our true potential. I'm sure you've heard the metaphor of the baby elephant that I think has actually been disproven, but I think it's such a powerful metaphor for what a limiting belief is. So I'm going to share it with you anyway. So the idea is that back in the day of circuses and training elephants, baby elephants were trained by the elephant trainer would tie a rope around the baby elephant's leg and tie the other end of the rope to a stake. And so the baby elephant quickly learned that there was only a limited scope of where it could travel. It could only travel in a circle at the length of whatever the length of the rope was. And as the elephant grew, it had become so accustomed to not being able to go any further than the rope would let it go, that even when the elephant became an adult and became bigger and stronger and could easily rip the stake out of the ground, it didn't, because it had become so conditioned to where it could and couldn't go. And that's what our limiting beliefs are. So we pick up these beliefs in childhood from probably well-meaning caregivers, maybe not so well-meaning caregivers, and also from society at large. And especially if you have been raised as female, you've been raised with a lot of outdated beliefs like girls are good at such and such, girls are not good at such and such, girls aren't leaders, don't be too bossy, you know, all of the things. And then we're told these messages and they become beliefs, because a belief is simply a thought that we've thought over and over again. We've thought it so many times, we think it's the truth. So just like the baby elephant, we are conditioned to have these beliefs about what we can and can't do in the world. And for me, it apparently seems that I have these beliefs that have to do with how I spend my money and how I take care of myself in the world. But we all have these beliefs and they just feel like the truth. So these self-imposed constraints stem from past experiences, social norms, and personal perceptions, and they have the power to hinder our progress, stunt our growth, and prevent us from pursuing our dreams. However, with the right mindset and strategies, it's possible to break free from these shackles and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. So in this podcast, I want to explore a little bit about what limiting beliefs are, why they hold us back, and how to overcome them to unlock our full potential. Because I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're tired of playing small. You're tired of being overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and anxious, and you're ready to live the life that you came here to live. So limiting beliefs are these deeply ingrained assumptions about ourselves, our abilities, and the world around us. And they often develop as a result of negative experiences, criticism, comparisons with others. These beliefs act as mental barriers, causing us to doubt our capabilities, question our worth, and shy away from taking risks or pursuing opportunities. Examples of limiting beliefs include thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I'll never succeed, I don't deserve happiness. So just like the baby elephant, we tell ourselves we're not good enough long enough, we don't stretch ourselves, we don't go beyond the constraint. In this case, it's a metaphorical constraint, but of the belief that we hold. So limiting beliefs can have a profound impact on us in various aspects of our lives. They can sabotage our efforts to achieve our goals, to hinder our personal and professional growth, and to lead to a cycle of self-sabotage and missed opportunities. These beliefs can also contribute to feelings of anxiety, stress, and low self-esteem, further reinforcing the negative thought patterns that hold us back. So here are some ways to overcome these limiting beliefs. The first step is always awareness. If you can't recognize and acknowledge the beliefs that are holding you back, you're not going to be able to do much work on them. This is why it can be so impactful to have a coach, because when I was giving myself or giving my coach all of the reasons I couldn't get a massage every week for a month, these reasons felt super logical to me, right? Of course they did, because they were from my own brain. It wasn't until my coach called me on it and asked me what the real reason was I couldn't get a massage that the limiting belief came out. So it can be super helpful to have someone else point out your blind spots and point out the limits of your thinking and where these limiting beliefs are coming from or what these limiting beliefs are. So identify any patterns of negativity or self-doubt and trace them back to their origins. This self-awareness will help you understand the specific beliefs that are limiting you. So having someone ask you, what's the real reason you can't go after that job? What's the real reason you can't start your own business? Having someone to reflect back to you just what you're thinking and what you're saying can be super powerful. So the next step is to challenge these beliefs. So once you've identified your limiting beliefs, challenge their validity. Ask yourself questions like, is this belief based on concrete evidence? Or have I succeeded in similar situations before? Often you'll find that these beliefs are based on assumptions rather than facts. It can also really help to cultivate a growth mindset. So the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work is a growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset, which basically means that you're as smart as you're ever going to be. You're as talented as you're ever going to be. It's a much more limiting way to look at the world and yourself. So focus on the idea that challenges and failures are opportunities for learning and growth rather than indicators of your personal value, of your own worth. It can be helpful too when you're identifying these limiting beliefs. Ask yourself, is that really true? Can I not get a massage because I haven't earned it? Even if it feels really true, is it helping me become the person that I want to become? No. Examining your limiting beliefs in this way, even if the belief does feel super true, which beliefs usually do, ask yourself, is this belief helping me to become the person that I want to become? Finally, seek support. Don't be afraid to seek guidance from mentors, coaches, or therapists. Their insight and encouragement can help you gain a fresh perspective and develop effective strategies for overcoming these limiting beliefs. Something else I'll say is being able to embrace failure. And I have a podcast on failure and developing, increasing your failure tolerance that I would encourage you to go back and listen to. Understanding that failure is a natural part of growth and learning. And by reframing failure as an opportunity to learn and improve, you can reduce the fear associated with taking risks and challenge these beliefs. Because mainly when we're afraid to stretch out of our comfort zone, we're afraid to do something new. It's because we're afraid of failing. And you know from the previous podcast, fear of failure isn't the fear of failing in and of itself. It's the fear of how you'll feel once you've quote unquote failed. So overcoming limiting beliefs is a transformative journey that empowers us to break free from the chains that hold us back and unleash our full potential. By cultivating self-awareness, challenging negative beliefs, and adopting a growth mindset, we can rewrite the narratives that have been constraining us. Just like that baby elephant, we can learn to grow stronger and pull that stake out of the ground that's holding us back. With dedication, persistence, and a willingness to embrace failure as a stepping stone, we can create a life filled with purpose, self-confidence, and the courage to pursue our dreams. Remember, your potential really is limitless. You're only limited by your thoughts and these limiting beliefs. It's time to embrace that potential wholeheartedly. If you'd like some help with that, I encourage you to book a consultation call with me. We'll get on the phone or Zoom for about an hour, and we'll talk all about what's going on in your life. I'll ask you questions about what's working, what's not working, and where you'd like to go. And then we'll dig into some of these limiting beliefs that are holding you back. I will act as a mirror for you to be able to see these beliefs and really start to question them. Because just making one shift in a limiting belief can have repercussions that will resound for your entire life. One shift can be super powerful. So if you'd like to, I do have some spots available for consultations in my calendar the next couple of weeks. The link is in the show notes, but it's amandaryanfear.com/consultation. It might be /consultation. I forget off the top of my head, but you can look it up in the show notes. And you'll be taken to my calendar. Pick a time and day that works for you, where you'll be able to dedicate an hour to yourself and your personal growth, where you won't be interrupted. Then I will send you some questions to get you to start thinking about our call and what you'd like to achieve. Then we'll have our call, and this time is for you. It's for you to get clear on what you're thinking about what's holding you back and about where you would like to go with your life. Whether it's work, relationships, fitness, any of those things, I have helped people with them all. Because the way your brain does one thing is the way your brain does everything. And if you have a limiting belief in one area, I can pretty much guarantee you it's showing up in all of the other areas. So working in one area of your life can clear out the gunk in all of the other areas as well. So I would love to speak with you. Book your consultation call after we do the visioning process of what you want in your future and we talk about what's been holding you back. If I think you're a good fit for coaching and you think you're a good fit for coaching, we could talk about the programs that I have, but really only if it's a good fit. All right, my friends, I hope that you have a fabulous week and we will talk next week. If you found this podcast helpful, head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And go ahead and send it to a friend while you're at it. Thank you. My mission in life is to liberate women from the limiting beliefs that are holding them back from living their fullest, most joyful lives. If you'd like to learn more about my work, check out my website at www.amandaryanfear.com. That's AmandaryanFear.com, where you can find links to join my free private Facebook group and learn more about working with me.